A new case of a flesh-eating parasite comes to the United States for the first time ever. New World screwworm has been confirmed in a patient in Maryland. He had traveled from a foreign country, not named in the article, that does have these screwworms and brought one back into the United States.
In his person or on his belongings?
Must be on his belongings. But he had, it was on his person because it's a flesh-eating worm. The fly larvae parasite burrows into living flesh, causing potentially deadly damage. Separately, cases of flesh-eating bacteria are also on the rise in the United States. That's when you're in those warm waters, you know.
The amoeba that eats your brain.
God, it's terrible.
I think it killed somebody last week.
Yeah. More cases this summer than there had been.
I also read that I can't remember the name or the species, but there's a tick, and I think it's mostly in Texas. When the tick bites you and you eat red meat, you get sick.
Yeah.
Spike this summer in Texas.
Apparently.
The tick bites.
Ticks of all kinds. I told you, summer of the tick.
Yeah, but nobody
bought it. I screamed it from the rooftops, like, summer of tick. And people say, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, you say tick on the 4th, and people go, huh? What? You know, you say flesh-eating larvae.
Well, now you got a movie
on
your hands.
You got a panic on your hands on the 4th. I'm going to see Jaws Friday night.
You doing it?
On the IMAX screen.
Cool.
Yep, for the 50th anniversary.
Well.
Bringing it out in IMAX on Friday night, and I'm just doing it.
One of my Insta friends went up, I guess, to, where did they film? Martha's Vineyard?
Yes.
She went to Martha's Vineyard, I guess, over the weekend and went to the Jaws Museum and was dazzled. They have Ben Gardner's head.
Wow.
Behind glass.
Wow.
They have the mayor's suit.
Oh.
Behind glass.
I love it.
I mean, you've got to make a pilgrimage.
I do that. And I.
And you know who needs to go with?
Well, Mr. Aiken. Mm. Yeah. Our former colleague. He does need to go with. He should be invited to this thing on Friday night.
He's working.
He's working. Yeah. He works nights now. But we go. We could.
And he couldn't do the edibles like y'all.
No, but he'd drink one. Or two or eight.
You better.
And do TV.
The big question is, when can I pop my edible?
When do I time it?
When do I time it? So I need to watch the movie and then be able to drive on. Okay.
How far is the drive?
It's about a 30-minute drive. I need to pop my edible.
Well, you can Uber.
Not my forte.
No.
Not my strong suit.
Is it worth it?
It might be, because I need to pop my
edible.
At
some point, you got to think it's worth it.
Yeah, it would be, because I... But if I get it just right, I can pop her, you know, an hour and a half before the movie. Movie starts, I get a 2.5-hour movie
little
viewing.
Fuzz, yeah.
Little fuzz. And then back home, clear, straight and clear.
Is that how it works in your house, in your experience?
I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Was I speeding? No, you've actually been in this Taco Bell drive-thru. For 38 minutes, just staring at the screen.
I'm a little worried about that. I don't want to endanger anyone, including myself.
Maybe you should have a hotel nearby just in case. Because you don't know how hard the edibles might hit you.
Yeah, you never know. That's true. It's a good point. I need to pop a couple now.
And 7 Diet Cokes and an edible.
God, that should be my autobiography. 7 Diet Cokes and an edible.
And
then go see Jaws. I love it.